Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, November 18th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. DuckDuckGo rolled out a beta for an app tracking protection for Android feature on its Android browser app designed to block third-party trackers used by other apps. The feature uses a local VPN connection to block detected trackers from sending data, although it never routes app data through an external server. The feature currently has a waitlist, with DuckDuckGo adding people to the beta on a weekly basis. Twitter partnered with the S&P Dow Jones Indices to launch the S&P 500 Twitter Sentiment Index, which measures public opinion of tweets about companies in real time. This will specifically look at tweets with a company's cash tag, Twitter's way of indexing a company's ticker symbol, like a hashtag, with the Z-score assigned to reflect sentiment. The index will measure the performance of the top 200 companies with the highest sentiment score. Amazon announced it will stop accepting Visa credit cards issued in the UK because of their high fees starting January 19th. In response, Visa said it was disappointed that Amazon was threatening to restrict consumer choice and was working on a solution. This doesn't affect Visa debit cards attached to Amazon accounts. The makers of the Brave browser announced the addition of the Brave Wallet, which lets users store, manage, buy, and trade cryptocurrency. This is built directly into the desktop browser with no extensions required. The Brave wallet can also send and receive NFTs. The Brave team says the wallet will make its way to mobile apps soon. Google signed a 5-year deal with Agence France-Presse, or AFP, to pay an undisclosed sum for use of its news content across the EU. The deal will also see the two collaborate on projects, including fact-checking. The deal does not bring AFP into Google's News Showcase feature. On NVIDIA's earnings call, the company disclosed that the Federal Trade Commission expressed concerns about its planned acquisition of ARM and was in discussions about remedies to address those concerns. The UK and European Commission have both launched investigations into the deal. In Q3, NVIDIA earned $1.17 per share on revenue of $7.1 billion, up 50% of the year and beating analyst estimates. Google updated a blog post to state that it will support Chrome on Windows 7 through January 15, 2023 for critical security and stability updates. While Microsoft ended consumer support for Windows 7 back in 2020, the new date aligns with paid enterprise security support for the OS. Starbucks opened up a Starbucks pickup with Amazon Go location in Midtown Manhattan, utilizing Amazon's Just Walk Out technology. Customers registered with Amazon One can scan their hand at a kiosk and can select from pre-made food and other convenience store staples, in addition to getting drinks ordered through the Starbucks app. Starbucks Senior Vice President Catherine Young described this as a proof of concept that we're both learning from, with another Midtown location planned. Ford entered into a strategic agreement with GlobalFoundries to develop chips. Part of this agreement is intended to improve near-term chip supplies, but eventually will look to produce in-house designed Ford chips to boost vehicle performance and tech independence. Instagram will shut down its standalone messaging app, Threads, by the end of December 2021. Threads users will see an in-app notice about the shutdown starting November 23rd. Instagram said it decided to close Threads since features like automatic captions and statuses are available in the main Instagram app, with new messaging features planned in the months ahead. Enreal will begin selling its light mixed reality glasses in the U.S. after launching in South Korea last year. Starting November 30th, 20 Verizon stores will sell the devices for $599, with online sales starting December 2nd. The headset requires a connected Android or iOS device, with Enreal recommending a OnePlus 8 or recent Samsung Galaxy phone for the best experience. Tidal launched a free ad-supported tier with access to its full music catalog and playlists. The standard $9.99 Tidal Hi-Fi tier now includes lossless and high-resolution audio with streams of up to 1,411 kilobits per second, as well as offline capabilities. A new Tidal Hi-Fi Plus tier costs $19.99 a month, offering Dolby Atmos, Sony 360 audio, and Tidal's master-quality authenticated tracks. Tidal also launched monthly direct-to-artist payments that sends a percentage of Hi-Fi Plus subscriber fees toward their top-streamed artist in addition to streaming royalties. In 2022, royalties attributed to Hi-Fi Plus subscribers will be paid based on actual streaming activity as opposed to aggregating streams. Spotify rolled out its real-time lyrics feature globally, available to both free and premium users across iOS, Android, desktop, consoles, and smart TVs. Besides viewing lyrics, users can also share lyrics from songs on social media. And finally, Motorola announced an updated Moto G Power, a $200 handset that now includes a 90Hz 720p display coming to the US and Canada. The G Power also has a MediaTek Helio G37 SoC, a 5,000 mAh battery, headphone jack, and IP52 rating. Metro by T-Mobile and Republic Wireless will get the phone initially in the coming months, with unlocked versions on sale in early 2022. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.